If you would, turn to Exodus chapter 13. I haven't even got the preaching good yet, and two kids are already totally out of it. Exodus chapter 13. Let me read. It's only five or six verses. Exodus 13, verses 17 through 22. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and this is not a good repentance. Yeah. The people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. They took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day. Now, this is talking about right now, but he did that all throughout that wilderness journey, too.
Yes, sir.
All the murmuring and complaining.
Yes, sir.
All the unbelief.
Yep.
That pillar of cloud was still always there.
That's exactly.
Pillar of fire. Amen. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
Amen.
One songwriter had these words: judge not the Lord by feeble sense.
Amen.
That's a good statement.
Yes, sir, it is.
Because you and I are so prone to judge the Lord by our sense, which is feeble at best.
Amen. That's right.
At best. Think about it. Think back for a moment with me if you can. Recall the first joys of your gospel conversion. Now maybe you don't remember a lot about it. But if God ever converted you, unless you're totally losing your mind, you still could remember some of those first joys. I'm not talking about, you see, God slays you before he ever brings you to life. God will kill you.
Right.
He'll make you to see your death. God will wound you before he ever heals you. But I'm talking about the healing part.
Yeah.
And you remember that time when, and I'm not going to talk about just a certain day or an hour as religious people talk about. I'm talking about that time back yonder when God Almighty began to reveal to you his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. You remember the great fullness you felt?
Yes, sir.
And you could feel that.
Yeah.
You remember the great peace that you begin to have? Peace. Even sometimes you may have felt ecstatic. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else bad will ever happen to me now.
Right.
You remember feeling like that at times?
Oh, yeah. Right.
God's revealed himself to me.
Yeah.
God's shown me the glory of his Son. There's almost at times this sense of just ecstatic. Nothing's going to ever get me down again.
Yeah.
Huh? But soon after that, we were shown, I still need God to lead me.
Amen. Amen.
It's almost like the bondage is lifted. I'm out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be great now. It wasn't going to be great now, was it? But still yet, Joe, I shall not want.
Amen.
I shall not want. Read it again. And it came to pass, just a couple verses, when Pharaoh had let the people go, they're moving out.
Yes, sir.
That God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. Mm-hmm. And if you look at a map, you see the way they went, at least as men suppose, all of that journey. God didn't take them through the land of the Philistines, which is just right up here near the coast. Didn't even have to cross the Red Sea per se as the Red Sea and go right up the coast and right there to land.
Yes, sir.
And someone, and I read that. When I first read this, I thought, huh? Now, you know the account of what happened to the children of Israel.
Yes, sir.
They rebelled and wandered through the wilderness for 40 years.
Amen.
Wait a minute, war?
Yeah.
Is that the real problem? God had just conquered Pharaoh.
Exactly.
And you think a little bit of war in the land of the Philistines is going to stop God? Judge not the Lord.
That's right.
By feeble sense. God has a wise, sovereign purpose He's going to carry out, and that's best.
Amen. That's good.
But it's not always going to be the quickest or the easiest.
There you go. That's right.
You see it?
Amen.
He led them not through the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, peradventure the people repent when they see war. Well, look at what they've just seen. So don't judge the Lord by faith. Don't try to, okay, let me put God in this box now. God's not worried here.
That's right. That's it.
God's not worried here.
Amen.
God knows exactly what He purposed to be done from before the foundation of the world. But God led the people about.
Amen.
You see verse 18? Through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt.
Amen.
Briefly, consider this word, harnessed. Now, here's my title and my message, I could say. Harnessed, but led by God.
Amen.
You know what they were? Harnessed, but led by God. But now, don't let this word fool you. You think sometimes of harnessed, you think of being in a bind, right? I'm harnessed up. That's not the word. Harnessed, consider that, but led by God. Harnessed, and some say it means this, and I see how they get to it, but I'm not here to argue about that. They know a whole lot more about the Hebrew than I do, but they say it means this, and it's actually made up of two words, marshaled in ranks of five.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I can see how, I mean, I'm not going into all that, don't matter. And I can see how that's true. And Ellen, you talk about how many people there was, think of them in rows of five.
Yeah.
You know? That's even more amazing. This wasn't just a big, like a swarm of bees. They were lined up like an army. But here's the simply stated meaning of the word. Now, there's a whole lot more to it than this. But simply stated, if you just kind of boil it all down, here's what this word harness means. Full-bellied.
Okay.
It's even sometimes been used in the scripture as obese. But it don't mean just fat. It means full-bellied. So they're going up full-bellied. But led by God.
Amen.
Do you see it? Now you remember? Now you know why I told you, asked you to recall back when God first began to show you the joys of your gospel conversion?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't you full bellied?
There you go. Yeah.
Wasn't you full bellied?
Sure.
Wow. I'm full.
Yeah.
But I still need God to lead me.
Amen.
Think of it. And I'm not going to preach on this. Joe, you preach on this sometime. Full belly. The children of Israel went up as a full-bellied army.
Yes,
think of it. Full of lamb.
Amen.
Wasn't they full of lamb?
Yes, sir.
What they just done the night before?
That's right.
Full belly. Feasting on the lamb. Full of lamb. Full of unleavened bread. Full of bitter herbs.
Yes, sir.
Fully clothed. Fully shod.
Yeah.
And staffed. And spoils
yeah.
to boot.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right? Is that not what we... And full-bellied.
Amen.
Full-bellied. There's your message, Joe. But I'm not going to preach it, man. And yet, still in absolute need of God's lead.
Amen. That's right.
Had they went through the land, the way of the land of the Philistines, God said, they'll change their mind. They'll run, they'll tuck tail and run back to Egypt. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take them this way.
Yeah.
Well, poor God, didn't he know what they was going to do in the garden? Or garden, I'm sorry, in the desert?
Yeah.
And we did it in the garden too. I guess that wasn't a slip, was it? Did he not know what was going to happen? Why don't he just wipe out the Philistines and let them walk on through? Because God's way is the right way.
Amen. That's it.
You see, if I was all powerful, and I heard a preacher say this the other day, and it's not an exact quote, but if I was all powerful, I would change everything about my life. Almost everything I would change in some way. But if I was truly all knowing, I wouldn't change a thing. Because I know the all-powerful, all-knowing God does his way because it's the best way.
Amen.
And people say, well, God looked down from heaven to see what you would do. Does that apply to these Israelites?
Not exactly.
God knew what they were going to do in that wilderness.
Yes, sir.
At the mouth of Sinai, plucking off some of this gold they'd got from the Egyptians and making them a golden calf and dancing around naked, worshiping this calf.
That's right.
Yet God, listen to me.
Yeah.
Now I know somebody else. God led them there.
Yes, sir.
Now you hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
We are saying God's the author of sin. I'm saying God led them there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I'm saying because that's what this book teaches. Because these people had to learn a lesson.
Yes,
of not only how great God was. They'd seen that. They needed to learn the lesson about who they are.
Amen.
And when God saves you, he's going to show you both. Now that's his prerogative, is how long he takes in it, and how he does it, what order, whatever. That's his prerogative.
Yes,
but God's going to teach you both if he ever saves you.
Yeah.
Who he is and who you are. And Joey's going to do that for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Till you die, or he returns again and transforms you.
Yes, sir.
Think of it. Full-bellied army.
Yeah.
But still in absolute need of God's lead. Just two things this morning. First of all, I'm not going to read verse 17 and 18, but this is the first point. God knows best.
Amen.
Isn't that simple enough?
Amen. That's right.
Now, I'm sure after all, thousands of their carcasses died and rotted in the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
But I'm here to say God knows best.
Amen.
Does he not? Some murmured and complained, and they suffered because of it, and you and I will too.
Yes, sir.
If we murmur and complain. But some of them did not believe God.
That's right.
And their carcasses rotted in the wilderness. And there's a difference. Now, all unbelief has murmuring and complaining. But even believers can murmur and complain.
Yes, sir. You're right.
And that's called our unbelief.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know what that meant. I know what that man meant when he cried out, Lord, I believe.
Yeah.
And he didn't say, make me stronger. He said, help thou mine unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
God knows best.
Amen.
Even when it hurts. God knows best.
Amen.
Things happen, and I think to myself, why, God? You ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows best.
Amen.
Two things here. God knows best. The near way is not God's way.
That's right.
I know religion presents it like this. Come forward, give your heart to Jesus. Or come forward, join the church. Make your peace with God. Whatever they use.
Yeah.
And they speak to men and women as though now the battle's over.
Mm-hmm.
No, now the battle is starting.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Because you're going to find out your worst enemy wasn't the Philistines.
That's right.
Your worst enemy's you.
Amen. Yep.
My worst enemy's me. Because if I wasn't my own worst enemy, all the other enemies would not matter.
Right. Exactly.
The near way is not God's way. The near way leads to apostasy.
Yeah.
That's turning around.
Yeah.
and heading back.
Yeah.
You see, the one reason we're still sticking by the stuff today is because God's made it so difficult. But he led us all the way. Huh? Now, if he don't lead you, different story.
Yep.
Right? If he's not leading you, that's a different story. But if he's leading you, then no matter what the way is, it's the best way. And I have so much trouble believing that.
You're right. Amen. That's it.
Matthew chapter 13. Let me just read you a couple verses. And you'll recognize it. Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and this is the good word of God.
Yes, sir.
Not a false gospel.
That's exactly right.
Not a false. This is the good word of God. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and immediately, that's what that word anon means, the easy way, it's easy. And immediately with joy, does what? Receives it. Yet he hath no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the same word that they so quickly received.
Exactly, yes, sir.
And persecution and tribulation will arise.
Amen.
Because of the word.
Yep.
What does it say? By and by he is what? Not just become slack. Is offended, what? At God.
Amen.
Because this has happened to me.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's talking about. Offended at, what it means his word. Well, if you're offended at God's word, you're offended at God.
Amen.
If you're offended by God's providence, you'll be offended by God's word. Mm-hmm. If you're offended by God's word, you'll be offended by God's providence because it's all like this.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You cannot separate anything that has to do with the person and work of God. Now, we might like to break it down theologically. I understand that. That's okay. But never think that we can separate it out and have one part. Well, which part's more important? When it comes to God's person and work, there ain't no part less important or more important.
That's right. Amen.
This is God we're talking about here.
Yes, sir.
So remember, the near way is not God's way. The easy way is not God's way. The quick way is not God's way. I have been here in this place for about 34, 35 years now. This place. And then, of course, we were at Mabscott. But still, our numbers were not a whole lot greater back then, even when we had all the kids. Right?
You're right.
And God's always put clothes on my back. Right here in this armpit of West Virginia. He's put clothes on my back and food in my belly and a roof over my head and a people to worship with.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't deserve that.
Yes.
So Walter Pendleton, quit your belly aching and murmuring and repining.
Yeah.
Thank God you got what you got.
Amen.
Secondly, God's way is never the easy way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the land of the Philistines. War! They were a warring people. But God didn't take them that way just because of war. God, look what he did to Egypt. Look what he's going to do to Pharaoh and his armies in the Red Sea.
Yes, sir.
But yet that's exactly where God took them rather than through the way of the Philistines.
That's right.
Why? Because God's going to manifest his glory.
Amen.
He's going to in saving a bunch of sinners.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true? Isn't that what this whole book's about? God's way is never the easy way. Think, the Red Sea, Sinai, the wilderness, 40 years. And yet we know, Romans chapter 8, all things work together for good.
Amen.
All things.
Amen.
It may not and probably will not feel good.
There you go.
But it works together for good. But to who? To them that love God. To them, and who is it that loves God? To them who are the called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Earl used to say it this way, and I've mentioned it here lately because of different circumstances. which I had trouble dealing with. God's got a place to take you. And he'll take you there. If you're one of his, yeah. And he'll bring you back. Amen. And he ain't talking about a place here. Yeah. He's talking about a place in here.
That's right.
Wherever you go, wherever God leads you, that's the best place.
Amen.
Now, you may make some horrible choices in the process and yeah. suffer for it.
You're right. Yeah.
But it's still God's lead.
Amen. That's it.
Yes or no?
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Number two, we have proof of this. We have past proof, present proof, and abiding proof. We have this past, present, abiding proof of God's wise, sovereign, gracious purpose. And that's seen then in verses 19 through 22.
Yes,
and of course carried out through the rest of the book, all the way over to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Number one, past proof. Joseph and his bones. Spend a lot of time here. But what did Joseph say? God will, S-U-R, ain't this the way you spell it? E-L-Y. God will surely visit you.
Amen.
Bless God, he will save his people.
Amen.
Surely he'll visit you. And when he does, take my bones up out of here.
Right.
Isn't that what he said?
Yes, sir.
He said, I make you swear on it.
Yeah.
Isn't that what this is saying?
Yes, sir.
So what's Moses? Moses didn't even know Joseph. Uh-oh. But he said, take me his bones. Because God's visited us. We're coming out.
Sure.
We're going to take his bones with us.
Sure.
Hmm? And other sheep I have,
yes.
which are not of this fold.
Yeah.
Them also I... What's the next two words?
Yeah.
That them also I must bring.
Amen.
Christ had to come down here and visit his people.
Amen.
Because he, Father, Son, and Spirit, swore on it in eternity
yes, sir.
Past. God Almighty will save his people, but he's going to do it according to his dictates, not mine.
Amen.
And that includes all of your salvation.
Yes, sir.
That includes where you live in this world or where you don't live in this world.
That's right.
God's in absolute control of it. Walter Pendleton, bow down.
Amen.
Bow down. Present proof. Our journey is by God's lead.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it? He led them. He said, you're not going that way.
That's right.
I know what you'll do if I take you that way. That's not my intent.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the way they went wasn't no bed of roses,
no, sir.
Was it?
No.
But God is all wise. He knows what is best.
Amen.
In Philippians, Paul puts it this way. After speaking, you want to talk about walking in this world? Look at Jesus Christ as your example.
Yes, sir.
He was obedient unto death.
Amen.
But not just any, not just laying down in a bed and dying. Even the death of the cross. That's a high standard, folks.
Amen.
But then he says these words, for it is God which worketh.
Yes, sir.
Not just work back yonder.
That's right.
Not just gave me the full belly and said, all right, now make it to the promised land as best you can. God led them all the way.
Amen.
He's right there. In the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
Yes, sir.
Remember when the tabernacle was first erected? What happened? That cloud came down over the tabernacle. And the very,
yes,
what they call the Shekinah glory of God, settled in right between them two angels whose wings come up here,
yes,
and met on that Ark of the Covenant. Now that's the best place to be, no matter how tough it is.
Amen.
Is it not?
Yes,
huh? The present proof is God is constantly working in us, both to will and to do this, not the Bible, though that's a part of it, not just the commandments, whatever they be, that's a part of it, but God worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Amen.
And it may take you by Sinai.
Oh, yeah.
It may take you to journey through. Remember, the folks that made it in still had to spend 40 years in that wilderness. The ones that believed God suffered just like the ones who didn't believe God when it came to just have to trudge through the wilderness. And yet the whole time, God gave them manna from heaven in the mornings and quail in the evening. Isn't it? Somebody said, preacher, I just don't understand that kind of mercy and grace. Don't try to understand it. Just say, oh God, give it to me. Oh God, I need that kind. That's what I need. I need the kind that will save me in spite of myself. Is that the kind you need? Yes. Now, if you need another kind, I got no message for you. Go find your message. But this is the message I'm preaching.
Yeah.
Number three, it's abiding proof. See it? He took not away. They deserve for it to be taken away.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You and I deserve for him to abandon us in the midst of the blackest, darkest spot of hell or the lake of fire forever. Even after he saved me, Joe, I don't earn his salvation.
Amen. That's right.
I'm just like my brothers and sisters in Israel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God, for my harness.
Yeah.
My full belly.
Amen.
Don't say, well, God, why can't it always be the full belly? Hey, God knows best.
Amen. That's it.
But thank you, God, because I have a full belly whether I realize it or not.
Exactly.
Go back and listen to what Joe just preached about 15, 20 minutes ago. I got a full belly. But God, thank you also for still leading me.
Yes.
Because I would take this full belly and use it to my own flesh's satisfaction.
You're right.
I know. God help me, I know. I've done it.
Yeah, you're right.
And Mason, he still got the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. He's still leading me. And I didn't deserve it. And forget, back yonder in eternity. I know that's probably not the best, but back yonder in eternity. I didn't deserve it, but he purposed it for me. When I was born into this world to my parents, I manifest in my life, in my conduct, I don't deserve it. And yet God brought me the gospel and life and conversion anyway.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Gomer of the worst kind. And yet God was taking care of me and leading me even then. And Mason, he actually saved me, converted me.
Mm-hmm.
That's full belly. But I'll use that full belly to satisfy my flesh every chance I get.
Yes, sir.
But thank God he still leads me.
Amen.
Now, if that's the kind of grace you need, that's the kind of God I serve.
Amen. That's it.
If not, again I say, got nothing for you. That's it. We're done.